Rabbi Shmuel said in the Pasuk Nechiyul Eishteri. Go ahead. Asher Shagalu Yoch. Oh, sorry. This, they have a mean, same have a mean. Okay, correct. That's what I meant. Okay, go ahead. Right. That's have a mean number one. And then in the Ma'akam Miflagi, we have a second have a mean for Rabbi Kiva, namely that Nechira. Well, that's the kamiflagi itself, but in terms of the scope of Rabbi Kiva's halacha, that nechira would work even in kadshim, right?
No.
No, or yes?
Yes?
Okay, so the nechira would work even in kadshim, because the Gemara has a question against Rabbi Kiva from the pasuk of shchita in the context of kadshim. The Gemara says kadshim shiny, but that havamina surely was. It seems like it was very significant that we would widen the scope of Rabbi Kiva's. Of Rabbi Kiva's halacha, that was one havamina. Then another havamina, another or point in the Gemara, namely second point in the Gemara, Isaac. Then the Gemara asks another question, Rabbi Kiva, from the. Yeah, and when does the Gemara say nechirasan zui shkitasan? So again, that's also very important because it goes to the heart of the question: what did Rabbi Kiva think was the basis of heter? Nechira, that nevela or certain types of nevela were mutter, or that you can eradicate nevela through the process of nechira rather than shchita. And we already discussed, but we'll get back to it, comparing it to arifa and yurida minatuk. Yeah.
Going back to that first halamina, when you explained it as nechira should be mutter even by kachim, and it sounds so good, he says that his reading of the halamina is a little bit differently, that by kachim, that we may have had a havamina that shchita should be also even by kachim, just like shchuta kusar also, because
right.
So we may have had a havamina that should be also even by kachim. So it's coming to tell you that,
and only nechira would be mutter.
That
well, they have to be kachim.
It's coming to tell us that shchita kachim is mutter, but the havamina isn't really that nechira is okay. It's not stressing the fact that the nechira is okay, it's stressing the fact that
or both.
Okay.
I mean, but there were kachim. Bamidbar. So I didn't see the chesam sofer on this point. I'll have to look at it again. But what you're saying sounds like a chiddush. But you can't deny that the havamina was that kachim should work through nechira. You just seem to be adding that he's saying, and not only that, but maybe shkita shouldn't work at all. Only nechira should work.
Right.
Wow. And what motivates him to say that?
He does say that. It sounds right on.
What? Yeah, read the line. You have it there?
Hit the project button.
I mean, they don't have the Chidushi Aram, but they have the Ksam Sofer?
We have it.
Oh, go ahead. Read the line. Oh, you have it on your personal one.
I think it's
yes. No.
Anybody have it immediately then? Go ahead.
It says, guys,
we have it here on paper. I just found it in my
back pocket. Not folding, though.
This, you know, happened
to
be there.
He says, Vidas Aram, Perk Dabu Shkita.
Right.
Then he says, so nearly, we should be equal time with the crowd, low use the cool orders of the Kremlis, behind the dirt speak of the church, almost all on the Osim last year. She got him in a nokrim, carbon of Sam, hailing the boy, him on the Rizar Shalem. How can he be the Torah, I'll see that, I'll pass on that, I'll on the Kiril, I'll be Torah. He nearly handled the boss of the Master Kajim Shari, I'll the Hassan back with the Farah, me, the Shaka Ben Abakar, have a son back to call Chita Asr, Athenu, the Kajim.
And what makes him say that? I'll have to look at it. What motivates such a radical reading?
His understanding is that the whole problem of Shkita schooling Bakos is being like he's talking about Das Rambam, the fact that Shkita is also Bakos, like cool.
Yeah, we'll get
so
to that. Okay.
He's saying that the problem is that being like the other Amin that.
So all shlita should be also.
So all shlita should be also to differentiate.
Okay, I guess if you say that that's the reason, then you would say that. But there's nothing in the Gemara itself to say that.
I don't think it's
says
it.
Yeah, the Gemara answers with shachat ben avakar. It says bishlam le Rabbi Shmuel.
Right. So then it says kachim shayni. The Gemara answers. I'm just saying the Havamina could be read very simply the way that we did. It sounds like the only thing that's motivating a more radical reading is the fact that he believes that the whole Oser here is what Umos Olam are doing with the Shlita. Okay.
I thought that what motivated the Chasam Sofer was the fact that in the Havamina, the Rambam, if he differentiated between Kachim and Chulin in regard to whether or not you can do Nechira, or whether you can Shlita by Kachim, then there's already a difference between Kachim and Chulin. Because the Rambam,
well, we still know where the Rambam came from. Is the Rambam?
We don't know if he's
Havamina.
Right. But okay, so he assumes that in the Havamina the Rambam was consistent, and he also held.
I mean, the Rambam could read the Havamina too.
Yes, he held in the Chira is the only thing that's permissible in the Havamina even, and then in the Maskana all he changes is that Kachim Shai that you can also
I hear. Okay. Well, I'm going to use only one point in the Tzam Sofer. I hear what you're saying. So that's the Halacha of the Tzam Sofer. So let's leave that aside for the moment. It's very interesting. But let's leave it aside for the moment. Okay, for the simple reading of the Gemara, if you don't have that whole perspective, either within the Rambam or in general in the Mechayev here, is that the Gemara's Havamina was that Nechira worked for Kachim as well as Shechita, not that only Nechira worked. Chassam Sofer aside for the moment. But thank you for bringing to my attention. Is this extra?
Yeah.
Whose was it? It's in your pocket. Do you mind if I'll just look at I'll look over the whole piece because I don't have it. Good. But for the moment, let's just stick to the simpler pshat, which is that the Gemara had this Havamina, which is, says something about the scope of Nechira, that Nechira could work even in the context of Kachim. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on. Let's read. I think that's where we were pretty much. So Isaac, let's continue from there for a minute. I think so, yeah. So this is also a sensational Havamina, which we didn't discuss yet. Namely, what's sensational about this? What's Havamina?
That if we're going to say the Sarah is between the Khiras and Shitzel, maybe they should also require Isaiah.
Even Bizman Azeh.
Yeah,
that's the amazing thing. Now, even though there's an Eastern Nechira, one would think that Nechira remains a Shechita le'inyan kisui adam, even b'zaneh, even though it's not going to be sufficient for heter basar. So that means that the Havamina according to Rabbi Akiva was that Nechira, even la'achar k'nisa la'arz, they didn't change the status of Nechira. They just said that that Nechira remains, you know, a chalos of some sort. These are consistent Havaminas, right? How could you think that Nechira would work for Kachim? That's one could have said that according to Rabbi Akiva there were matir Nechira, or it wasn't Asur because it's a certain kind of nevela that you're allowed to eat b'midbar until they were Oseret. Not that Nechira has any status according to Rabbi Akiva, but that the Iser is a function of Knesa La'aretz, or it's a function of Chiyuv Shechita, so you don't have anything approximating Shechita at all. But you don't need it because, like everybody else, Nechira's mutter. That would seem to be the simple reading of the Rambam too, which we'll get to very soon in the language of the Rambam. But the Rambam compares, on the Nechira level, he compares Klal Yisrael to Shar Ha'umos. Right. But if that's the case, then certainly it's not going to work for Kachin. And it's certainly not going to be sufficient for Kisui Adam either. So when the Gemara said, no, that's not what he meant. But how far did the Gemara retreat from that? So the Gemara said, no, Nechirasan Zui Shchitasan. So the Gemara is saying, well, Nechirasan Zui Shchitasan, but it's not a heter nevela. So even Bizman Azeh, let's say, never mind, again, there are two issues here. Even Bamidbar was Nechira the equivalent of Shchita for Chulin. I think for the Rambam, the answer is no. But not only that, but is there any remnant of that? If it was that way, Bamidbar, is there any remnant of that Bizmanenu? That's the Havamina of this Gemara. The Gemara says, yeah, with regard to Kisui Adam. Right? Just like, Treifa is a case where, there's no Heter Achila. Right? So Nechira also, there's no Heter Achila. Maybe there's Kisui Adam, maybe it's a Shechita. So the Gemara's answer, again, needs to be assessed. Hold the itzar. Right? Could be that the Gemara's go ahead. Hold the itzar, meaning Isaac.
Meaning, well, now that it's Asur saying not that Nechira was not that some sort of aspect of Dro here of a fasser is a fasser, maybe therefore you never have a havmi. Why have to kisui? Because there's no chance you're ever going to come to.
Either kisui is related somehow to achila, or to a maisa, which other all things being equal, at least in terms of the maisa, would have been matir achila. Maybe some other incidental psul, you know, might be a different story, trefa, whatever. But it, when it comes to the maisa itself, it needs to be roi lahatir lachila, and that's a connection between kisui adam and shechita. That's one possibility. So lemaisa depends whether or not it's mutar lachol and it's not. So that's the end of the story. Or another way to read the Gemara, hovi itzer more than that.
Maybe that's not for karbanos.
No, why don't we just say that we turned our back completely? This is not karbanos. We're talking about kisui adam. We turned our back, Rafi. Sorry. Hovi itzer means not that in Ochanami there is a maisa nechira here. However, kisui adam depends on at least being roi lachila mitzara maisa. No, not at all. It doesn't depend on that.
We're saying there's no maisa whatsoever.
Right. Hovi itzer means that once they were nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael, they redefined and they said it's no longer true that nichiraso zui shkitaso. And it's not just a problem of heter achila. It just has no status. They changed that status completely. Now, if you want to go one step further, we could say that hovi itzer means, the way I would interpret for the Rambam, which is that, you know, the whole of Havamina is completely wrong. Even in the Midbar, Nechiraso wasn't really Zui Shkitaso, you know, in a real sense. Maybe in the Perush Akra, the Pasuk said, you know, Yishachet Lam, and if the local, you know, and the temporal Heter Basar was Ayidei Nechira, then that too. Okay, that's all it means. But it doesn't mean that Nechira had a status, a real status, even in the Midbar. So then, not only was it wasn't changed in Knesset Haaretz, just in Knesset Haaretz we demanded a status. We demanded a matir. Right? So since we demanded a matir, then it's not that the status of the Nechira changed, the status of Macholos Hasuros changed. But in terms of the Nechira, it never was a Shechita. Okay. So this is a very, very important issue. Okay, let's continue a little more. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva.
How did the Rambam approach the Kisui Adam issue then?
I'm sorry?
If it's not a Maisa at all, so then how does the Rambam resolve?
Of course, what do you need for Kisui Adam? No, you mean in the Havamina. Of course, just what's the Maskana? Well, the question is whether the Rambam doesn't have to work into the Havamina necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to argue in a minute, I already argued on Sunday, that maybe the Rambam has a serious difficulty in reading the Gemara. Because the Gemara says Kamifligi. And we'll get to that in just a second. The Rambam has a very serious problem in reading that. Mm-hmm. So what I tried to suggest Sunday, which I'm going to elaborate on in a couple of minutes, is two things. Number one, the Rambam can read the line about which the Gemara describes the Kamifligi. I'll explain in a minute. And number two is maybe the Rambam can even justify that there's no, that Rabbi Akiva can agree with Rabbi Ishmael, because the transition comes in some of these. That's the Gemara originally thought some extreme things about Rabbi Shmuel and some extreme things about Rabbi Akiva. Once the Maskanos moderate some of these extreme views, it could be that the Rambam thinks that the moderation isn't just technical, but it's conceptual, and it brings the two close enough together that at least from the perspective of Rabbi Akiva, right, there's no stira. You could talk about Isser, or you could talk about Isser, Shechita Skulin, and you could still talk about Heter, Nechira, the Midbar. So then, on the contrary, the Rambam's writing Dafka according to the Maskanos. So I don't need to read the whole, meaning his view of Nechira is also based on Maskanos. His view of Basataiva is based on Maskanos. I'll explain what I mean in detail in just a minute. Yeah.
Why can't the Rambam understand that they're arguing with this whole Rabbi Akiva?
Well, you can't understand it kipshuto, because the Gemara, because then, as Tosas points out, we'll read it in a second, but as Tosas points out, there doesn't seem to be a case of Basar Taiva. I mean, the Gemara assumes it's kamifligi. The question is, according to, I'll explain the Rambam in just a minute, but according to the Rambam, why is it kamifligi? Why can't you have it? Tosas already asked the question, why can't you have a cake and eat it too? Why can't you hold that there's an Isur Basar Taiva, and there's also a Heter Nechira? Right? And the Rambam really holds that way. But it seems to be what Tosas asked the question, because they felt it was against the Shaka Vatari. Just give me 1 minute, we'll explain the Rambam inside. But let's just finish just going through the Shaka Vatari first. Go ahead, so this is a very, very as the Havamina about Rabbi Akiva and Kanchim was important. And, you know, the question of how you read the Psukim, this one is at least as important, namely Kisli Adam. Let's continue. Bishlam Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to turn the tables on Rabbi Shmuel a little bit. Bishlam Rabbi Akiva. So this is very, very important. Now in Rabbi Shmuel. How so, Isaac?
Explain.
Why does Rabbi Shmuel allow you to eat Tzvivayol? This is an Isur Basar Taiva.
How could that pasuk make sense? It said that you can't eat.
But the pasuk clearly says you can.
So
what's going on here? So the Gemara gives an answer here. This is, again, a very, very important exchange. Go ahead. Ah, so this, you know, is really food for thought. Right? In other words, the Gemara, which is stronger, the question or the answer, once you hear the answer? In other words, the question is right, however, there's an exception. And what is it? What kind of exception is it even? Like a Dibra Torah, a Keneged, the Yetzer Hara. You can't aser basar taiva if you don't have an option to eat it b'kedusha. That's one way to read the Maskana of the Gemara. But you're right, the question's right. Namely, basar taiva should be aser. But, you know, it's a kind of a Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. Namely, it can only be aser if you have an outlet, if you have an option. And here's no option. So what are you going to do? That's one way to understand the Maskana. What's the other way to understand the Maskana? Simcha? What's the other way to understand the Maskana? Not that the Maskana is an adjustment.
But
the Havamina is wrong. And what's wrong about it? And the Maskana is telling us what's wrong with it. Namely, the Mechayev here.
In the first place, just the only point was that you give the Kinesh Ravar that problem to the Mikdash. The Israel in the first place was never to have such a large scale.
Exactly. So basically, there are two. What's going on here is, again, there's a struggle for understanding what Rabbi Shmuel is really all about. Let's say it in the most extreme way. One way to look at the Isur Basar Taiva is to put it, where would you, if you were the Rambam, Simcha, you were the Rambam. Okay, we all wish we were the Rambam. If you were the Rambam, or you were writing, you know, the 21st century Yad HaChazaka, so where would you put this Isur Basar Taiva? Where would you put it? Let's say you had the classification of the Rambam. Where'd you put it? Where would you put it?
Either in Kachim or Machalos
Asuros. Excellent. Either in Kachim or Machalos Asuros. Namely, these are two totally different perspectives, right? Does this belong in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos? Right? Or does it belong in Hilchos Machalos Asuros? If it's Machalos Asuros, basically what we're saying is that there's an Isur Basar Taiva. You can't eat Chazir. Right? You can't eat Tevel. And you also cannot eat Basar Taiva. Right? Kodem, you know, the aftermath of the Mabul, you weren't allowed to eat any Basar. And afterwards, there was a Heter, but it wasn't a Heter for Basar Taiva. So it remains Macholas Asuros. And if that's the case, then what do you think about the Havamina? The question, when the Gemara says, so how come Tzvi and Ayol are mutter, they should be asur as well? The Havamina is wrong or right, according to that view? The view that this is basically Macholos Asuros. Originally, you could only eat vegetables, you know, and fruits. Right? Then there was some sort of a Heter Basar, but not a Heter Basar Taiva. Right, it's like chazir and tebel and chelev and dam and all those good things, all those things that you have to avoid because they're machalos asuros. Right, so what about tzvi v'ayol? Is that a serious problem or not? Absolutely. So why is tzvi v'ayol mutter? What happened to the isur machalos asuros of basar taiva? But if you look at Basar Taiva, it's not that Basar Taiva is Asur, because after Noach, Basar is Mutter. So what's the Isur Basar Taiva? It has something to do with the potential to bring it as Kadshim. it's kachim potential, and we're going to show this very soon. That's obviously crucial to the Rishonim here. It's called Shkutei Chutz, or Chulin Bazara, but we'll discuss that in a minute. It's something like that. It's a kachim halacha, the potential for kachim. So then, what makes sense? The maskana. Because the maskana says, yeah, it's only if you have the potential for kachim that this Isur exists. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Is it possible that when it says, Loas Rahmana is often an even a hero? Regarding from the aisle that even a hero is not a sir contributional? Can you go that far?
This is according to Rabbi Shmuel.
You say that Rabbi Shmuel, when he says that hero is never okay.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, because why would you want to say that? I mean, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Savar Basa Taiva Lo Itza Klal, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Basa Nechira Lo Ishtari Klal. I mean, Klal. Lo Ishtari Klal. If there was such a thing, you know, I'd be you know, very excited about it. But is there a reason that you're, is there, you have some... Right, I would say tafasta malum merubala. If you find it, then you know, then it's sensational. But it doesn't sound like there was any adjustment on the basa nechira, you know, klal. And I'll admit a bias here, and I think it's a bias which we'll see in the Rishonim too, and that is that the basa, the iser of basa taiba, is something that is more tentative, more difficult to justify. And therefore, adjustments of that, I think, are very valid. The heter of basa nechira is what's more difficult to justify. Now, the reason that we have that bias, and maybe it's wrong, is because of the, you know, the halacha sof-sof. And sof-sof, the halacha is that nechira is asar, and that basa taiva is mutter. So we're on the, if you ask, what is controversial, It's the Iser Basar Taiva, and it's the Heter of Nechira. So I would say, you know, Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusho very easily, unless there's evidence to the contrary, about expanding the Heter Basar Nechira for Rabbi Shmuel, or for anybody else for that matter, and I would be much more open to limiting the Iser Basar Taiva for the same reason. Now, you could say that that's wrong, because the change in Knesset Eretz Yisrael, you know, was a radical change all around. Maybe. I don't know for sure. But I would be skeptical. Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah.
It's not clear if that's talking about Rabbi Akiva.
Well, it is only a Rabbi Akiva, but everybody says it's only Rabbi Akiva. The only question is, would there be a parallel question for Rabbi Shmuel? That's the question Rishonim asked.
I'm going to say that over here he actually allowed Rabbi Akiva to the aisle.
Okay, but that, unless you say that, you know, unless you're talking about Tosis's discussion, you know, the girsa, the other girsa that they had, but that would have to do more with expanding the Heter Macholos Asuros, you know, in the beginning years of Knesset Aretz than it would about, you know, Basar Nechira per se. So I hear what you're saying. Technically you're right, but conceptually it's not true. But okay, let's get to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So this is very, very crucial. Now the question is, what is the, so again, there are two ways to read this Havamin Maskana, just to sum that up. One is that the if we look at Basar Taiva as essentially Macholos Asuros, so the question makes a lot of sense. Now the answer, if you want to keep that view, is going to be a bit of a problem, right? You're going to have to explain that, as I say, a kind of keneged, you know, Tira Torah keneged, you know, Yetzer Hara. You need to have an outlet for all foods. Otherwise, we're not going to make it Macholos Asuros. That might be a weak point, but that's how you would have to explain this. It's no coincidence, we'll sum up the Rishonim soon, but where'd it go? The Ramban and the Chiddush Aran both suggest that... what happened to it? The Ramban and the Chiddush Aran, we'll need it in a few minutes. The Ramban and the Chiddush Haran, I've actually put it here not just for symbolic reasons, yeah, but so that people can really see the text. The Ramban and the Chiddush Haran both suggest that one of the reasons that Rabbi Akiva does not like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel is because he finds the answer to the question of Tzviva Ayel weak. Meaning, even once they heard of the Maskana, they didn't buy it. They said, Miman of Shach, according to you, Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Ramban, one day in the Ramban. No, yeah, the Ramban and the Chiddush Aran both say this. That one of the reasons Rabbi Akiva thought Rabbi Shmuel's position unattractive was he didn't think within Rabbi Shmuel it made sense to be mechalek between Tzviva Ayel and everything else, which means he didn't like the maskana. Of course, according to the other perspective, which is that the mechayev is the potential for kadshim, so not only is the quest, not only is the maskana acceptable, it's so acceptable that we just it's hard to understand what the havamina was. What do they think of the havamina? What would be the problem of Tzviva Ayel? To the extent that maybe you have to go further and say the only thing that because they wanted to encourage kadshim in the midbar, so they were oser basar taiba of all sorts because the proximity of the mikdash didn't just make for a mechayev in davar haroi likarev. But it basically said that if you can bring karbanos, what do you bring? What's the head? What's the reason for basa taiva? Not because basa taiva is machalos asuros. In other words, you'd have to explain that the havamina was to extend the mechayiv of kadshim even beyond the cheftza haruya to a din in the gavra. If you have the potential to eat basar the kadshim way and in a chulin way, then the potential for kadshim is mechayiv. Right. So again, this shows very good this the kadshim side of it, which we'll expand on in just a minute. So this is a very, very crucial havamina maskana. Okay, one more. Go ahead, Isaac. Continue. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So if you hold this expanded, if you hold this idea of heter macholos asuros in the shnos kibush v'chiluk, so then of course it's a whole different discussion. That's what I was saying to Simcha before. I think that has nothing to do with basar nechira per se, right? As the Balitosis already point out, because if that really was the point and the Gemara was serious about it, then they would have said it's not just basar nechira shenichnas la'aretz; it would also be doing nechira b'eretz Yisrael. Right? And so you would just be nocher b'eretz Yisrael in this period, right? That's what Tosis points out. Ella, vibay seima. Yeah, and then the Gemara says teiku. Okay, we can stop here for the moment. So this is very fascinating. What do you make of this ibaya? This isn't just a havamina. This is an ibaya de lo ipshita. Whether or not basa nechira shenichnas la'aretz evare basa nechira shenichnas la'aretz are mutter or not. Could be several ways to explain it. But what do you think, Isaac?
The second,
I'm sorry.
The second ibaya.
No, it doesn't make a difference really so much. Assuming that it's not a question about Sheva Shechilku and Sheva Shekivshu, but it's really a question about Basar Nechira. So what would be the conceptually, what would be the question?
Do you use it as a Gavra type or to like answering your swimming if it's where I am versus who I am?
Mm, I don't think it's so much that. It's more, remember this, because I mean, you're right. I mean, put it this way. The Maisa Nechira took place b'chutz laretz, and at the time it was. You were allowed to do it.
I'm allowed now that.
And not only allowed to eat it, you're allowed to eat it.
Right, and now I'm not allowed to eat it anymore.
Right.
However, at the time when it was there, it was maybe you said that would continue.
So there could be several things. Number one, does Knisa l'Eretz Yisrael oser something that was already mutter? That's question number one. But relating to things that we've already discussed. The question might be as follows. Is Nechira really a matir? In other words, if the halacha is that you can eat basa Nechira b'midbar, not because Nechiraso kishchitaso, that it's really a matir, and you would think it might work for karban, and it should work even now for kisui adat, I mean, what we were discussing before. I mean, the view that it's like a serious adjustment on shchita, but it really is a matir. So then you might say, listen, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, what happened? They said you can no longer eat or Nechira is no longer going to be Matir Basar. But this Nechira, Bishaito, which was done perfectly, was Matir the Basar. So it's Batar Basar Mutar. So why can't you eat it? Mikan Ulabav, Nechira no longer has the Koach to be Matir. But this Basar is already Hutar. So then it should be mutter. Or is the pshat, let's just take it in the extreme, like the other way. In other words, not that basar nechira is really matir, but you don't, as long as it's not Eber Menachai, and maybe it's not nevela shemes, right, nechira is enough without a matir, without a further matir. But then what happened when they were nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael? They said, you know, this kind of meat is Macholos Asuro. So now the din of Macholos Asuro applies. Now let's say they weren't mitzave on the Isur Chazir until you were step foot in Eretz Yisrael, right? Probably the second you step foot in Eretz Yisrael, even if you bring the Chazir in with you from outside, maybe you shouldn't, but there's not going to be a heter to eat it. I could eat it yesterday, right? Not because it was nitar, but because there was no such Isur. So if what changed was the heter status or character of Nechira, that's what changed. So we might say the Chefta Shel Basar, which is already Nitar, is unaffected. But if what changed was whether or not there is such a Macholos Asuros, not the impact of Nechira per se, so then it's very logical to say that the second they stepped foot in Eretz Yisrael and were subject to these higher standards, at that point in time there was going to be an Iser. So once again, we have a discussion. Again, there might be other ways to explain this as well. Let me give one other one for the moment. Let's say we take a slightly different view. Let's say we say that something that we said a couple of days ago, the whole Iser of Nevela is a function of Chiyuv Shchita, right? And we tried to explain where that comes from, that idea, and we also suggested it might be Pshat in the Rambam and the Lefikach, right? Only because of the Chiyuv Shchita is there an Isur of Nevela. So, if that's the case, you might even have, that would be another way to explain it, you might have Nevela here. But this Nevela was not in the Cheftza on which there was a Chiyuv Shchita. That's before I suggested that the way to explain that there would be Mutter is to say that the Chira really accomplishes something, and it's that accomplishment that was taken away once you're Nichnas Eretz Yisrael, but the Basar is already Mutter. Fine. But if you say that it's basically a kind of a nevela, right? So then, the second you enter in Eretz Yisrael, it should be fine. Now I'm suggesting something else. I'm saying it is a kind of nevela, and the chira doesn't have that impact. However, nevela, which had a chiyuv shchita, is nevela. A nevela without a chiyuv shchita is like we talked about dugim and chagavim, right? So if that's the case, then it depended on the zman, ha nechira. Yeah.
Not only
Isur
Shchita.
Sorry.
Potentially Isur Shchita on it.
What do you mean Isur Shchita?
Potentially you might not have been allowed to have Shchita on the basar.
Could be.
Potentially more.
You mean the basar that comes in.
Right. Potentially more significant, because if you had been allowed to Shchita on it, then it would have been the hoots and the whole thing. Well, only Nechira could have worked beforehand.
Then I don't know. Why only Nechira? I mean, again, we're not talking about the Rambam here, so...
We're
not yet talking about the Rambam. Okay. So basically we have several Havaminas. Now, in light of all of this, let's first look at the Rambam, then we're going to look back at the other Rishonim. Yeah.
Where's Kol Shekhin from
Chazir? No, that's... I said the Kol Shekhin from Chazir, I think, is only... That's what I was answering to Simcha before. That's only assuming that that at play here is also... Heter Machalos Asuros, Bishas Muhamma, and Knisa La'aretz. And I think it's true. If you can eat Chazer and you can eat anything, but that's for a totally different reason. That's to do with Heter Muhamma and Zman Kibush, that everything goes. So the Havamina was that it doesn't matter whether it's Shel Goy or Shel Yisrael. So then, certainly, if something you took in something that was Mutter, that would be Kol Shekhin. But if you drop the whole factor of Machalos Asuros, Bizmana Muhamma, or Bizman Kibush La'aretz, then this doesn't exist anymore. And that's essentially what Tosus and Rabbah, all the Rishonim were saying that, basically. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the first explanation said that
the nechira may not be a ruling of the matir, may not have like a certain clause, but just to move away from the chai. But
right.
I think even in times of Midbar,
we'll have to discuss that.
Even in times of Midbar, you had to do nechira, you couldn't just like find something dead on the road.
No, 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 that's what I said. I think I said that before. That even though there was, we'll have to discuss what exactly was done by Midbar. The Achronim speak about it a little bit. We'll talk about it a little bit also when we sum up. But you know, what exactly was the requirements? Was a simanim? You know, what exactly was Mutar b'Midbar b'Shas Nechira? I think that's a legitimate question. But I think I already alluded to it before to preclude this question. I said, or you might say that there is the nevela of Nes, but you know, being mechin, you know, la'achila is not considered nevela, or that kind of nevela we don't have yet. That's what I meant before when I said that kind. But exactly what was Mutar b'Midbar? Was a simanim? What exactly was it? We'll discuss that. The Achronim speak about that. We'll speak about that a little bit to sum up. Okay. Basically, what we have so far then is two interesting shitas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And we have interesting extreme havaminas about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Right? In the case of Rabbi Akiva, Nechira being a kind of a shchita. In the case of Rabbi Shmuel, Basataiva being asur, legamri, like Makalas Asuros. Or in the other extreme, right, that basically Basataiva is not Makalas Asuros at all, it's just an Isur inside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the other extreme in Rabbi Shmuel. And the other extreme in Rabbi Akiva, which is that basically it's almost like a Heter Neveh. We have these two extremes. Okay. Either way, it's interesting to ask the question whether or not the din of Rabbi Akiva and the din of Rabbi Shmuel, each in its extremes and its moderation, are parallel. Do we treat them the same way or not? In both cases, something changed from the Midbar to the Knesset Eretz Yisrael, and we're trying to evaluate, you know, what happened here. I already tipped my hand to saying that maybe we should be mechalik between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Again, the bias being, you know, the halacha so. That is to say that Rabbi Shmuel's Isur Basar Taiva, you know, is more of a problem. It's less of a problem than Rabbi Akiva's Heter Nechira. Either way, I like Eliyahu's, where'd Eliyahu go? I like his comment, this one more second, that it's interesting that in the Limudim, for Rabbi Shmuel, the Limud is Ki Yarchiv, which sounds like Knisa La'aretz, I think is what you were trying to say, right? Knisa La'aretz is the Mechayiv. Kiyarchik, whereas Kiyarchik sounds like the proximity to the Mishkan is the Mechayev. So it's just interesting to note that for Rabbi Shmuel, the Makor is Kiyarchik, for Rabbi Kiva, we don't know why that has to be, and for Rabbi Kiva, it's Kiyarchik, also perhaps implying that qualitatively, right, the Mechayevim of these two dinim, they're parallel opposites, obviously, to begin with. One is a Kula, one is a Chumra, but it's interesting that the Gemara thought that one is a Kiyarchik halacha, in which case it sounds like the situation in the Midbar was unique, or at least proximity to the Mishkan is the Kodeya, which are the Kiva, whereas the Kiyarchiv, Knesset Eretz Yisrael, seems to be the Shinui when it comes to Rabbi Shmuel. I think that's a very fine and good har. Yeah?
Just in terms of Rabbi's Yekiv bias, which is so clear, doesn't seem to have any effect on halacha.
Right.
We'll
get to it. That's also
so
part of the
just Midbar. In terms of it's not totally
yeah, okay,
off
but
the
right. No, it's not off the charts. I mean, you could say, listen, the Midbar was also something. I'm not sure that the Midbar for Klal Yisrael is less compelling than than Bizmanenu for a non-Jew, right? Even. You're right.
Right.
I'm just saying for Jews, you know, who are committed to Taryag Mitzvos, Bizmanenu, it's still surprising. But you're right. But that's part of what we'll discuss very briefly when we talk about what did you have to do in the Midbar, and is that comparable to, you know, what's necessary to remove Avram and Achai even. Correct. Okay. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara, as we said, let's talk about the Rambam first, and then we'll discuss the Ran, and then we'll do the Ramban and the Rajva. Yeah.
Is it possible that Kiyarchiv and Kiyarchav are different points chronologically? That if you would combine two shitas, then you have different...
What do you mean chronologically?
They could be different years and
well, there is a question, what about, you know, is it Knesset La'aretz Miyad, or Sheva, you know, Shekibshu v'Shechilku, what's the status of that? But we'll get to that. I mean, the Rashi ala Torah assumes one thing, and the Simurini Gemara is one thing, and then the Ramban has this interesting comment at the end of his discussion, where he seems to think that Sheva Shekibshu v'Shechilku, you know, may be different than afterwards with regard to Basar Taiva. So maybe that may be a difference between Kiyarchiv and Kiyarchiv. Maybe Kiyarchiv comes later. And again, Kiyarchiv is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva is Kiyarchiv, meaning once you're out of the Midbar, there's already Kiyarchiv, perhaps. But Kiyarchiv is, you know, I guess maybe when you settle out the Gevulos. Maybe.
And if you combine the two shitas, you end up with several stages.
Well, the only person who combines the two shitas anyway, that, as far as I know, is the Rambam.
Right.
And he definitely does not, you know, stagger the dinim. So something might have been possible if you put these combinations together. It would have been, you know, very... It's theoretically possible. But as far as I know, the Rambam's Kiddush is a huge Kiddush in Ein Lechabo L'Chidusha. So the only one I know of who does this is the Rambam. And he doesn't do it. Okay, let's get back to the... I want to make sure we get through these shitas today. So the first problem is the Rambam. The problem of the Rambam, as we already discussed, is that the Gemara says v'makom ifli Gemara assumes a machlokas. Tosus already asks Isaac just very quickly, Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, just very quickly though. Tema minalei ha. Minalei ha. How do you know this is true that it's kamifligi,
right.
And that Rabbi Kiva rejects Basar Taiva? Dilma. Yeah, which is essentially what the Rambam, on some level, maybe within Rabbi Akiva, at least Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva definitely doesn't have to disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, according to Shitas Rambam. But the Gemara sounds like that's wrong, and Tosis already challenges it. Go ahead,
B'Yishlomar.
See, Tosis is not assuming that things have changed from the Hava Minu Maskana. Tosis Lishitaso, also the previous Tosis, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, thinks that you have to fit, whatever your conception is of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, you've got to fit it into both the Hava Minu and the Maskana. In the previous Tosis, Tosis attacks Rashi's view of the Makar for Isur Basar Taiva, which is very important, Shkutei Chotz. And one of the reasons that he attacks it is because, how are you going to explain the Hava Minu of Katzvi the Kaayo? Right? How can the Gemara think that Katsiv Kail is also awesome with Basar Taiva? After all, that wouldn't work into Shkutei Chotz. Tosis thinks that the Havamina and Maskana both have to work in to these Shitas. So Tosis is saying here as well, there was a Havamina. You have to work in both the Havamina and the Maskana of Akadshim. Imkein Hechir Hutzlan Basar Mechir, the Bekadshim Moda, the Bayish Chita, Kilimash of Asamach. Okay? So even the Havamina, right, that there's a Machlokas, is being held hostage to the maskana that were machalik between kadshim, and I'm emphasizing this because I'm going to argue that that's exactly what the Rambam disagrees about. Go ahead. If you want to say that the case is tzviva ayol, there there's no kadshim, but so maybe there there'll be heter nechira, but the pasuk doesn't speak about them; it speaks of baka v'tzol. Right? Go ahead. Yeah. Miu kasha. Okay. So the Ramban suggests that's not such a problem. You know, is the only case, the only that one case, it's too narrow. You know, it's not likely. Of course, Tosis does raise an interesting point, an issue that that some of the Rishonim and the later Achronim discuss. And that is, what is the status of Bali Mumin de Lochazi LaHakrava? Would we compare Bali Mumin de Lochazi LaHakrava to Tzvi V'Ayel? For Rabbi Shmuel? It is a good point. It's where the Cheftza, the mean of the Cheftza is Nitan L'Kadshim, right? But Lamaisa, you can't bring it as a Karban. What would be the status? Another issue that's discussed, the Rishonim, if you get a chance to look at them very quickly, at some of the Rishonim in Yavamos, Tafayin Aleph Amid Beis, they discuss the problem of Arel. Right, a Gavra who's in a Roy Lag problem. Is that Katsviva Kayo? Very much depends on the issues that we're going to discuss. Okay, so Tosis rejects the idea that you can navigate between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that you can hold both shittas. The Ramban also quotes, probably means the Rambam, V'yesh Omrim. It's here. But he quotes a V'yesh Omrim, and that seems to be shittas Rambam, but he rejects it. Okay, there are two problems. Number one, the questions that Tosis raised, simply how do you have the cases according to these considerations? B, the language of the Gemara, which says very, very definitively, Rabbi Kiva Savar Basa Taiva Lovitzer Klal, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Basa Nechira Leishtari Klal. The words Rabbi Kiva Savar Basa Taiva Lovitzer Klal and Rabbi Shmuel Savar Basa Nechira Leishtari Klal don't seem to leave much room for Shitas Harambam. The answer, though, which I already alluded to, I think is as follows. Do you want to make a comment before that?
How do we know for the Rambam 1 necessarily is the definition of Basra Taiva?
So that's one of the points. Meaning?
Meaning that maybe Basra Taiva just means that if you do a Shita, that's not necessarily Basra Taiva anymore. So when the Gemara says that according to Rabbi
Why Kiva, isn't it?
I guess we can say based on what he explained that Shita is more.
Oh, exactly. So that's what I want to explain. I think I alluded to it last time. I think we're on the same direction. So I'd like to explain as follows. I'm not sure if you need both explanations. I think you need both explanations, or both points. And they are as follows. Number one, I think the Rambam believed, unlike the Bali Tosis, that there was a transition in the Gemara's thinking between the Hava Mina and the Maskan. And once you say that, it's possible that when the Gemara's line, B'mayin Kamiflagi, is based on the idea that what we have here are two almost unbridgeable positions, certainly conceptually. And I think the point of transition in the Maskana could be one of two or both. Okay, one is the one, the Chassam Sofer, that's what I meant with the Chassam Sofer, but he has a much bigger development type, we'll get again. But I think it's some sofer zeroes in on katzvi v'ka'ayah. If Rabbi Shmuel's halacha is based on the idea of macholas asuros, I'm not sure if the some sofer had exactly this in mind either, but I'm co-opting it a little bit. It doesn't really matter. It's the idea. It doesn't have the authority of some sofer. What has the authority of some sofer is the idea that the Rambam Shita may be related to the Hava Mina and the Maskana. That's working the Rambam. How exactly that is, I think, there can be different perspectives. The perspective that I like is as follows. The Hava Mina of the Gemara about Rabbi Shmuel was Katsviva Kayal is a problem because the Gemara thought that Rabbi Shmuel's din is a din of Macholos Asuros. And if indeed Basa Taiba is Macholos Asuros, then Nechira is not going to help you. Right? The Rambam's Shita is that Nechira works. And you're allowed to eat it. Why? I mean, it's Macholos Asuros. It's a Chepta Shalisa. If you take a Chazer, or you take, Chelev and Dam, it wouldn't help you. So why is this going to help you? It's Macholos Asuros. You're not allowed to eat Basar Taiva. But once the Gemara shifted. Again, before we were explaining how maybe you could explain the Hava Mina even if you hold that it's a din in Kachim, the potential of Kachim, and you can explain the Maskana, even if you hold it's Macholos Asuros, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer, something like Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer. But what if that exactly is the Gemara's transition? Originally, the Gemara thought Rabbi Shmuel is about Macholos Asuros, and the Gemara said, no, you got it wrong completely. Tziva Ayil isn't the problem. Tziva Ayil proves the point. Namely, the Mechayiv is the potential for Kachim. So then, one could say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not really an Isur Basar Taiva at all. It's a bit of a misnomer. It's an inaccurate description. What's Asur is when you have the potential, right, to bring Kachim, to ignore that, and to instead treat it as Chulin and as Taiva, that's what's Asur. But that's not Macholos Asuros. Again, I asked Simcha before, right, where would you put it? You'd put it in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos. And if you put it in Maisa Karbonos, so then it's really not a din of Basar Taiva at all. That's point number one. Transition point number two is in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thought, originally we thought in Rabbi Akiva, that basar nechira, that nechira rather would apply even to kadshim, which means that there's no difference. A, there's no difference between kadshim and chulin, at least on this matter, this issue. And B, that nechira is a real shechita. That's what the Gemara thought. But the Rambam himself, as I mentioned, has a very interesting formulation here. Rambam's formulation is, it's hard to read, you have to read it like 10 times, then, even then. Kishaha Yisrael Bamidbar, lo nitztavu b'shechitas hakulin, elo hayunochrin o shochtin v'yochlin kishar hagoyim. V'nitztavu Bamidbar shekalar otzal lishkot lo yishkot elo shlamim. Shenema ish, ish v'beis Yisrael, el pasach o amoed, laman asher yaviyu, v'zavchu zivchei shlamim l'ashem, and then he says a mitzvah zuin and heges l'doro so the midbar bilvad be'es heter nechira bin etstabu shom kishi konsul arts te'asar an nechira v'la yochlu chulin ala b'shchita v'yishchitu b'kol makom le'olam chutz la'azara sh'nemar ki yarchav Hashem alakachas gvulcha v'zavachtu b'mkracha mitzonecha kasher tzivisicha zui mitzvah no heges lishchot v'achachach yochal. Almost every line here is fascinating. It's not the way we would have expected these halachos to be written. What's going on here? Number one, the Rambam says, starts with Kishar Yisrael b'midbar lo nitztavu b'shechitas chulin. Why does he tell us that? And then a second later he says that they were nitztavu. Right? Elo hayu nochrin o shochtin v'yochin kashar agoyim. B'nitztavu b'midbar shekol arotz lishkot l'yishkot el shlamim. So it sounds like there were two stages in the Midbar. Maybe one is before and after Matan Torah. But it's strange that the Rambam is writing it this way. What does it mean? Why the history important? I think because the Rambam holds that Nechira really was not so much an equivalent to Shechita, but there was no Iser. It wasn't the Vela and it wasn't Shechita. Not that Nechirasa Arei Keshchitasa. The Gemara says Nechirasa Arei Keshchitasa. The Gemara thought that it would work for Kadshim, right? No. The Rambam basically thought, yeah, that's the Havamin. That's exactly what the Gemara said is wrong. When the Gemara said Kadshim Shaini, there's a difference between Shechita and Kadshim. I think two things occurred to the Rambam. Number one is that Nechira was Kishar HaGoyim, and that remains Kishar HaGoyim. The only change in Tzivui is in terms of Shechita. But the fact that Shechita is dafka b'kadshim, while Nechira is okay for Chulin, also means that Shechita is an avoda of some sort. Because at that point in time, historically, when Shechita first became a chalos, remember, that's also what's important for the Rambam. Originally, there was kekol agoyim, so Nechira and Shechita were, it's not, oh, you could eat meat either through Nechira or Shechita. There's no chalos Shechita. Right? Shechita is just a form of Nechira. Just like it is for non-Jew. What happened was, the tzivui was, shechita is no longer a form of nechira. There's now a chalos shechita. Of course, it is for kadshim. So for the Rambam, nechira remains almost a non-issue. The Achronim already point out that the Rambam omitted the bayit lo ifshita of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is a safek. What happens to basar nechira shenichnas la'aretz? Rashi says, you know, just because this is theoretical doesn't mean it isn't important, right? It's drosh v'kabel skar, but we'll interpret drosh v'kabel skar the way the Rav interprets it in Isha Halacha, which is not just to rack up some extra zechuyos, you know, speaking about things that are otherwise insignificant, you know, past history. Drosh v'kabel skar is like ben sora morer, if according to the manomer loya v'lo nivra. And already dachas the point of the Rambam, meaning the concept is important, even though masha avar ava. I mean, it's not going to affect anything. Mekabel abba, the drosh mekabel skar means you have a better conceptual understanding of what nechira was, and what the change was in knisa l'aretz. That's relevant. That's very important. That's Talmud Torah. So the Rambam, why didn't he quote this by the leifshita? It's not like the Rambam never quotes history. But this whole piece in the Rambam is about history. Right? the beginning of Hilchasish is about history, and the end, this is essentially, let me make this already point already, this is the end of Shechita. Right? Perek Aleph through Dalet is Shechita. Perek He is Treifas. This is the Rambam saying, by the way, I started Hilchas Shechita and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph like you would expect. And now comes the final statement to put it all in perspective. And that's Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. That's why he keeps speaking about the mitzvah. Lo nitztavu, nitztavu, right? Umitzvazu, enin heges ledoros, v'nitztavu. This is the final word. And not only that, v'zuya mitzvah no heges lishkot v'acha kach yochal. The words lishkot v'acha kach yochal are the same words that the Rambam uses in Halacha Aleph to describe the matir slash mitzvah of Shechita. Right? Lishkot v'acha kach yochal. He's saying, it's like almost like a quote-unquote. And now I'm going back, after having finished the halakos, to give you historical, conceptual perspective about the nature of this mitzvah, its origin, its history, the way that it evolved is crucial to understanding what it is. Namely, originally, there was no such thing as Shechita. And like Nechira, it was like Keshara Goyim, it was nothing. Then they introduced Shechita for Kodshim. And that's perfect in the Musk, that's what the Gemara says, right? Shiny Kodshim. Now there's a huge gap between Nechira and Shechita. So the Nechira isn't a form of Shechita, like the Halamina that would work in Kodshim. So that's why maybe why the Rambam dropped the Bible. Maybe it's not even a Bible if Shechita for anymore. There's no Matir through Nechira. It's just that as an Osir. But once they were Nichnas Ba'aretz, probably it's a Davar Pasha that it was Osir. I'm guessing. Maybe it was a Davar Pasha the other way. But either way, the Rambam definitely thinks that something, this is further evidence, that something changed from the Havamina to the Maskana, because he doesn't bring the Baal Leivshita at all. I think he thinks that the Baal Leivshita is part of the Havaminas. But once you have this nuanced integration, which he's going to explain, which we're in the middle of explaining right now, you know, it just drops out. So what really is going on here? The Rambam doesn't speak about Isser and Heter. Later he speaks about Heter Nechir. Okay, but the terms of the Gemara aren't about the mitzvah. The terms of the Gemara are about Isser Basar Taiva, Heter Basar Nechira. The Rambam dropped the emphasis of Isser and Heter and exchanged it for Nitztavu, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Because for the Rambam, it's not either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, right, in opposite but parallel directions. He's now integrating them. So what's the integration? The Havamina was Rabbi Shmuel's Machalas Asuros. The Havamina was Nechira for Rabbi Akiva is a form of Shechita Bamidbar. What's the Maskana? Nechira is not. Nechira just means that Basar Chulin doesn't require that kind of a Matir. And Basar Taiva is not Macholas Asuros. It is a function of the potential for Kodshim. What does the Rambam quote as the Isser Basar Taiva, the Makar? Shenemar ish mi beis Yisrael pesach ol moed, like Rashi, leman asher yaviu, v'zivchu zivchei shlamim. He quotes the Parsha in Achrimos, right after the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shchutei chutz. Right? Katzviva ka'ayal was a turning point, just as Shechita b'Midbar was a turning point. Just as even the Itzar maybe was a turning point, Kisli Adam. Mars Havamina was, right? Nechirasa Zui Shechitasa works for Kisli Adam. Again, you can read it other ways. We discussed it. The Maskan is Itzar Itzar, meaning what changed in Knisla Aretz was not that Nechira no longer has cachet as a matir, but you need a matir. Right now, there's a Chiyuv Shechita and in Eretz Yisrael for Basachul, and therefore there's Nevela. Can link it up with that other Rambam too. Once you have a chiyuv, you have nevela. So basa nechila is dasa nechira is asur. So if that's the case, for the Rambam, now going back to it, not only can we explain that when the Gemara said kamiflagi, it was all according to the Havamina, but it's more than that. The Gemara thought kamiflagi because Rabbi Akiva savar basa taiva lo itzar klal, and Rabbi Shmuel savar basa nechira lo ishtari klal. So the Rambam says, it's true, that line is really still true, in a way. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel really thinks that Basa Taiva is Asur. And maybe if we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, maybe it would be a din of makolas asuros. I'm conjecturing for the Rambam, speculating for the Rambam, right? But we really paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but the modified Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, is basar taiva really asur? Eli, is it asur basar taiva according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Akiva? What?
No.
Not really. You have to reformulate what it is. It looks like it is. It looks like, oh, it's half asur. It's asur in the case of shechita. But that isn't the real conceptual halacha of the Rambam. What is the halacha? If you have the potential of kadshim, it's a shechut nechutz halacha. Basar taiva is not asur. That was Daniel's ha'ara a couple of days ago, which is absolutely correct. What does the Rambam say? Kishar Yisrael b'midbar lo nisava b'shchitas chulin ha'yinochren o'shok t'nochren kishar gayim. Every word is perfect now, I think. Then v'nitzava b'midbar shakala rotza lishchot. The tzivoi wasn't basar, wasn't an isur, it was a tzivoi. It wasn't basar taiva's asur, except it was, but that would be for Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. Basar taiva's not asur, because nechira is mutter. What was nitztavu? Nitztavu shekala rotza lishkot lo yishkot el shlamin. It wasn't an isur, it was a chiyuv. If you're going to do shechita, shechita is an avoda. Either, now again, the Nitziv has a line in his parish on the Mechilta, the shechita is an avoda which turns basar taiva b'midbar into kadshim. I like that shot in the Rama. I don't know if he says it in the Rama, but I think of that kolorotza lishkot lo yishkot el shlamim, meaning the shechita makes it shlamim, in which case it's now shechut eichotz. If you don't want to go that far, you could say kolorotza lishkot. Once you're in the maslul, the track of shechita, so then even if it isn't kadshim, even if it doesn't make it kadshim, you have the chiyuv to treat it and to make it as kadshim. Is it already kadshim once you do the act of shechita, or once you do the shechita, you have the obligation to make it into kadshim? I'm not sure. You could say that too. But the point is, it has to do, that would be more like the Ramban, which I'll explain in a minute. The point is that it's not an iser, it's not accurate to say that there is basar, an iser basar taiva b'shechita. It describes some of the circumstances, but it's conceptually imprecise. There's no iser basar taiva at all. Right? The potential or the act, the potential of kadshim or the act of shechita, by virtue of what was in the status invested in it, right? It precludes there being any basar taiva yidei shechita, but not because of the iser basar taiva, but because of the chiyuv shechut eichotz, or the equivalent of shechut eichotz. So if you look back at the Gemara now, when the Gemara said, v'may kamiflegi, Rabbi Kiva savar, basa taiva lo itzer klal. Rabbi Shmuel savar, basa nechira lo ishtri klal. Actually, that line is totally accurate for the Rambam. Even if you made no adjustments. Because it's true that according to Rabbi Shmuel, basa nechira is le'olam not mutter. And it's true that for Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing as an iser basa taiva. The Rambam didn't say that there was. So that line of the Gemara, which we thought was certainly inaccurate, is not inaccurate at all for the Rambam. It actually describes quite well what the basic argument is. The Gemara, also seem to think that these are mutually exclusive positions. So then maybe the Havaminas and Maskanas on both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have reoriented us to understanding that Rabbi Akiva can live with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel can't live with Rabbi Akiva. That's true. He doesn't think the Basa Nechira, the Nechira was ever mutter. Fine. Rabbi Akiva, Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Terrific. So this, I think, is exactly Shitas Haramba. Okay. No emphasis, therefore, on Heter Basar, on the Shechita, the emphasis on Kshel Goyim, the emphasis on the Mitzvah, and so on. Is there anything I left out? 1 second. Okay. I think that's... So this, I think, is exactly... Oh, two more points very quickly. I think this is exactly why the Rambam has it. This is the close. The history reflects on the nature of Shechita. Rambam is saying the way that it all evolved was you had Shechita, which is associated with Kachin, and then Lirunichnas Leretz Yisrael, they took that theme of Kachim and they said that's going to be the matir of all Basar Taiva. And then it's fascinating that the this is the definition of Shechita, exactly how it goes back to Perek Aleph. And then he has one more line which I think is very telling, and that is Daniel. V'nitztav v'sham kashich nesu la'aretz te'asar le'ma nechir v'liyachal kulin ela b'shchita v'yishchitu b'kol makom li'olam chutz la'zara shenemar ki yarchiv Hashem elokechaz bulecha. Why does the Rambam mention the Isar of chulin la'zara here? So Rashi also, Daniel correctly pointed this out yesterday to me. Absolutely. Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is bothered by the questions that the other Rishonim bothered by too. Namely, why do you need, according to Rabbi Yishmael, why do you have to emphasize the word? Vizavachta. And according to Rabbi Akiva, why do you have to say B'chol Avas Nafshecha? Because those are the weak points for each one. Who cares about B'chol Avas Nafshecha for Rabbi Akiva? And who cares about Vizavachta? Obviously it's Vizavachta for Rabbi Yishmael. That's a question that bothered Rashi, and that's a question that bothered the Ramban and the Chiddushei Aran. Correct? Important questions to contend with. So Rashi's answer to the question of Vizavachta, Rashi's question, answer to Vizavachta. Yeah, Vizavachta. Yeah, he has two answers, right? One is Psulei HaMukdashim. By the way, this Rashi goes together with the Rashi on Chav Kesem and Aleph about the Pasuk of Basar Taiba, also sharing with Psulei HaMukdash. That's Rashi and Chav Kesem and Aleph against Rashi al Torah, and that's Rashi here as well. Right? So that's one answer. He quotes the Gemara in Bekorah. This is Rashi Dibra Maskol, Basar Nechir Le Ishri Kal. Hilka Klotala Kasa, the Baal Arts, Elab Hatar Basar Taiba, Zvichan the Kasa Bekra, Lab Bias Arts Nitleis, because that's strange. Elab Urcha the Kra, Le Mikhtav Zvicha, Vechal the Bats number one. I mean, it's innocuous, don't worry about it, don't lose any sleep. That's answer number one. Inami, Lamai the Darshin of Bekoros, Vizavach Vechal, Aim in Bipsule Mukdashim, Shen Aim Bipsule Mukdashim Sheniftu, Elab Hatar Zvicha Vachila, Vlogiz of Avoda. This is what Rashi says, Ala Torah in Pasuk Hezvav. Okay, that's also fascinating. Third is also really interesting. Inami, Lasar, Shkita Schulin, Bazara. Lasar, Shkita Schulin, Bazara. Kiddarshin, Lebe Kiddushin, Kirchak, Vizavachta, Bericha Kamakam, Tazoveach, Yatazoveach, Bekiruv Makam. So is it just an extra Gili Milsa for Rashi? I mean, what does this have to do with Kulin Bazara?
There's a connection. Once Basar Taiva is allowed, before Ba Nafshecha, there's a limitation made of, now don't do Chulin Bazara.
Meaning? That's what I said the other day. In other words, there is. If you look at Shechutei Chutz and you look at Chulin Bazara, in one sense they're opposites, and they may have also nothing to do with each other. And in another respect, they're really two sides of the same coin. What do I mean? Shechutei Chutz is about Kadshim. And it's about Shechting Kadshim only in the Mikdash. And it may be, we have to speak about that. I assume we're not going to finish this today, but we'll try to finish it on Thursday. It may very well be that has to do with being cheftashol kachim. Right? Kachim has to be treated in a certain way. You're mezalzel in the kavod and in the status of the kachim, the mechal of the kachim, when you offer it bachutz. There could be other explanations of shkutei chutz, maybe the very exchanging of the makom chol for makom kodesh for the makom kodesh, or it could be the act of avoda bachutz, which is the oser. If you take any of those views, then shkutei chutz has very little to do with basar taiva b'midbar, or for that matter, at least on the surface, with chulin bazara. Similarly, Chulin Bazara may very well be about the Makom Azara. There's even a question whether bringing in a Davar Chol into the Azara, even if you're not going to do anything, is a problem. That's Makokos HaRishonim. It might be that it's your Mechalo, the Azara, by bringing chulin inside. However, from another point of view, they're parallel opposites. Right? Basically, if the idea of shkut echutz and chulin bazara is not to be, you know, not to mix up, you know, the precincts and the realms of Kodesh and Chol, you can't bring Kodesh and Bachutz and you can't bring Chul and Bazara, right? Then they already have a lot more to do with each other. They're really two sides of the same coin. But one could go even one step further than that. If the idea of Shkut Echutz is, here you have Kodesh, you know, and the opportunity to bring it properly, and you spurn that opportunity, mainly it's about the potential of a proper avodah b'kachim. So then in a way, chulin bazara is parallel to that too. Here you have, you're in the azara and you're bringing makriv chulin. Right? In a way, it could be then, that's what I meant, that the idea of basar, iser basar taiva b'midbar, if it has to do with this, it's not macholas asuros. It's not, it has to do with, you know, this vegetarianism, and then there's, you know, meat eating in kodshim and nothing else. No. It's again this potential of kedusha. After all, you're sitting right at the doorpost of the Beis HaMikdash. So in a way, that makes it shkut echutz, in potentially. More, otherwise, it kind of makes it chulin bazara. And it's chulin and you're sitting right at the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, maybe what Rashi has in mind, Rashi says, what is the din of Yisur Basar Taiva based on Shkut Echutz? That's Rashi Shita. So Rashi says, in the same Parsha, it's important to be Mamait, Chulam Bazara. And that's what the Rambam did. All of a sudden, in the last Halacha, the culmination of his description of Hilchos Shechita, in which we have this history, which is really not just a history, a relevant history, right? So then the Rambam says, "Kishi konsularitz te'asalam manechira le'yakul chulin ela b'shechita yishutu b'chol makom li'olam chutz la'azara." That's factually correct anyway. I'm not, the Rambam doesn't, it could just be the Rambam, it's here. For Rashi, it's here as an extra limud. And for the Rambam, it's here as a fact. Don't think kol makom. Obviously there are limitations. Ayein masha kasavti, you know, when I speak about chulin bazar. But I'm suggesting that it's more than that. The idea really is that just as the Rambam and Rashi think basar taibas shkutechutz, a remnant of that is chulin, the potential of chulin bazar. If you look at the, I think it's Yerach Chaim in his Perush al HaTorah, he says, yeah, you know, that the potential of basar to be Kodesh in the Mikdash. He says, Bismanenu, if you're sitting in the base of Mikdash, maybe that same idea should apply. It's very, you have easy access. It's not ki yarchik and ki yirchav mimcha makom. It's chulin bazara. Or like chulin bazara. Or maybe that's a separate din. Chulin bazara is something else. Yeah.
What about Yerushalayim for the Rambam?
What do you mean, Yerushalayim?
He feels that Yerushalayim is in the Mikdash
for the Rambam. Okay, I mean, not for chulin bazara, but. I mean, in general, you mean like in the Perishim Shnayis and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, you mean? Yeah, okay. I mean, that's, I you know, that's as far as Makom Ashkina, as far as even the status of Mikdash generally, but it's not in terms of the potential, you know, it's not the Azara. I mean, the Din of Chulam Azara is limited to the Azara, because it's really a Makom in which it's really Roy L'Shkita's Kachim. Yerushalayim is not Roy L'Shkita's Kachim, unless you're talking about Kachim Kalim, but I mean, that's Rachila's Kachim Kalim, but you know, so that wouldn't apply. But would there be such a halacha of ki of kiruv makom, which maybe not chulim, not the chomer of chulim bazara, but a kind of a some sort of a kiyum or chiyuv, you know, to spurn basar taiva, you know, and that some of the farshim ala Torah seem to be hinting at such a thing. Again, it could just be because of the opportunity, or it could be this is like the echo. We no longer osur basar taiva, but that doesn't mean that the value of it, of kiyarchik, isn't still there. Yeah.
You, why, according to your sense of the shkut echutz, and that parsha there, was really coming to echo the idea that we see of Chulin Bazara.
Right.
But if so, I mean, have...
I'm saying they may be two sides of the same coin.
But isn't it a little strange that the Pesukim themselves don't reflect that? Because the Pesukim seem to say that the problem is Seirim, unless you interpret the whole problem of Seirim as really...
I mean, Seirim,
I'll say that.
I don't think that... Again, apparently you seem to be influenced by the Chassam Sofer, whose focus is in on that, which is fine. I mean, I have to read that... I just didn't read that part of it. But I'm saying the Parsha in Shchut Echutz, which is most germane to Basar Taiba, is not those psukim.
Well, the one that falls right afterwards, though.
What? Right, it's part of the general... It's part of... It could be that what's wrong in Seir Mal Pnei Asad is precisely the fact that it doesn't have Kedusha. It doesn't have to be just a rejection, like Rambam, Mor Nevuchim-esque. You know, well, this is what they do, so we don't, we stay away from them. But as it happens, the psukim that are most germane to our Issa are not that. Let me just move to the Ramban in light of this. Okay. So in light of this, I think we can now appreciate Tosas, Machlokas Rashi, Tosas, Ramban, Ran, Raj, Barambam. All the Shittas are a little bit different, but obviously there are some overlaps. So Rashi, in his Parash on the Sugya, says that the Makar of Issa Basar Taiba is Shchut Echot, the Psukim of Shchut Echot. Okay. So and Bali Tosis disagree. Isaac, you have it there? Unless you're our designated reader of the day. Okay, the first Tosis. Right. Yeah, the Kamana, I mean the Kamala Rabbi Shmuel. Gufay Miyavashari. That's the Gemara's quote unquote, that's a Havamina.
So if we're saying.
Hapshita.
Hapshita, we're saying, the Ukra Lariel, the carbon, the Hema.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to read that Gemara if you hold. Again, my answer for the Rambam was, you don't have to, because that's part of the change in the Gemara's whole orientation. Bali Tosis Lishitasam didn't think that. They think everything has to work with the Havamina and with the Maskana, which is a totally understandable view. But basically, what is Tosis saying? This can't be Shchut Echutz. Number one, Shchut Echutz is din Chetzah Shel Kadshim. This isn't Chetzah Shel Kadshim. If you think that it's about Chilul Kedushas Kadshim, right, or about Chiluf Makom Kodesh and Chol, or Chiluf Avodas Kodesh and Chol, something like that, or the act of Avoda itself, on Kodshim that is improper, Chol Avoda on a Davar Kodesh, then I think Tosis is 100% right. 100%. I mean, what does Shchut Echutz have to do with Basar Taiba? Right? However, and Sviva Ayel makes no sense either. It's not Roy LePesach Al Moed. But what is Tosis's conclusion? Venir Lefarish, go ahead.
Yeah.
So the answer is, says Tosis, you don't need a separate makar. The makar is the need for Heter in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, the need for Iser in the case of Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva, it's interesting that the Gemara doesn't have, no one says that there's another makar for Rabbi Akiva on the Heter, Basar, Mechira. Right, so the Chidush Aran is an interesting line. Rafi, do you see it? In which he addresses this question. Now, against Tosis, he wants to explain Shitas Rashi. He says, it's true that for Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara, there doesn't seem to be any other limud, and the limud is the fact that the Torah needs to be Oser be'Eretz Yisrael. That proves that in the Midbar it was Mut. But that doesn't mean that you could say the same thing for Rabbi Ishmael. For Rabbi Ishmael, it's not enough to say that since the Pasuk is Matir in Eretz Yisrael, it must have been Osur in the Midbar. Why? Why not? What's good for Rabbi Ishmael is good for Rabbi Akiva. This goes to our, again, Elio's point. Is it a different Makar ki Yarchik ki Yarchik? Is the difference between them only Kula and Chumrah? Or is it more than that? What type of halacha is now we know more, we have more to say. Is it a kachem halacha? Is it a machalas asuros halacha? What kind of din is this? Do you remember the line? So the Ran says, he says, I'll tell you why. He says, basar nechira, I think it's controversial on both sides. Basar nechira to be mutter until you're osar it is very logical. Until the Torah says it's asur, so why should it be asur? But basar taiva to be asur until Knesa Eretz Yisrael makes it mutter, mehechatesi, on the basis of what? Why would it be asur? That's why Rashi needs some other isur, namely shkutei chutz. That's a very interesting perspective. It's a very interesting perspective per se. Now that we're saying, the Ran is basically saying, well, why should basar taiva be asur? I mean, what would be the, you're going to be medayik from the pasuk, but what would be the isur? I might have answered, and maybe the answer for Tosis is the isur is basar taiva. Namely, you know, you can only eat vegetation. Who says you can eat basar taiva? Either is it heter basar? Heter basar is the chiddush, in the chabala chidusha, maybe it's limited to kachim. That would be the perspective. But the Ran saying for Rashi Udime, no, that's not it at all. There's nothing wrong with basar taiva. This is, of course, Lashitasa within Rashi, namely, even when it's asur based on a makar, it's not basar taiva. What is it? The potential and the chiyuv of shkutei chutz. But Tosus will answer, no, it's real macholas asuros. Like the havamin of katsviva kawayal. And why? Because there's no matir. Right? It's the equivalent of nevela, meaning you have to, unless it's a davar shebikdusha to matir it, it doesn't work. Okay. So what I'm saying is, for Bali Tosis are saying, number one, shkutei chutz is about kachim, and number two, this is about, this is an internal iser, but based on the idea that it's machalas asuros, and there really is an inherent iser. And the Ran's articulating for the other Rishonim, no. And this is the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmua. Of course, for Bali Tosis, there's no difference in that regard. We'll have to get back to that. But the question he asks about kachim is a very good question. We're going to stop in one more minute. Namely, the psukim are talking about kachim, aren't they? So here we have, I think, three or four different answers in the Rishonim to this question. Let's just get them on the record, and then we'll finish this up on Thursday. Number one, the Chiddush Yaram. Okay. David, right? Yeah. Michael, I'm sorry. Michael Berkowitz. Yeah. So what is the Chiddush in a nutshell? The Chiddush Yaram? Can you see that? Jason?
When you only have to have busters through kachim, through your act of shechting, that basically matters. Yeah.
Would you say that? That's a very...
I don't know. Actually,
that's a sharper formulation than he himself uses. I think it may be true for the Rajva. But is it true for the Ran? What does it sound like in the Ran? I mean, the Ran has a Ha'ara, but he doesn't go as far as you took it. His Ha'ara is, and it's the same Ha'ara really as the Ramban, his Perush al Torah, as the Ramban was even more assertive about it. What's that, namely? If you look carefully at the Parsha of Shkutei Chutz,
so it's not necessarily talking about
the Psukim don't say anything about Kodshim, and on the contrary, the Ramban and his Perushal, the Ramban, he went through a metamorphosis here. In the Kiddushim, he was, you know, in Tosis's camp until he found the Medrash. But in the Perushal of Torah, he's gung-ho. Right? And he rediscovered the Parsha in a way. It's a fascinating thing. Right? The Ramban and the Perushal of Torah, we'll read some of the lines inside on Thursday, but in the Perushal of Torah, basically points out, if you read the Psukim, there's nothing in the Psukim, at least in the earlier Psukim, compelling that we're talking about a korban. And the Torah speaks on the Torah, but machane, michutz lamachane, it actually sounds like anything that you're shochet that has the potential to be a korban. So the Ramban says the assumption that shkutei chutz and the parsha of shkutei chutz per se, the psukim are talking about kachim, is just wrong. If you read the psukim inside, it's not true. Aye, but we know shkutei chutz l'dorei doros is only b'kachim. and that comes from this parsha. So how could that be if the psukim aren't talking about, how could you have your cake and eat it too? Again, how could you say it's referring to Basar Taiva B'Midbar and Kadshim? It's not talking about two dinim, and one of them still exists. We'll read inside a little bit next time. So what's the answer, Jason? The psukim themselves change? In light of the psukim in Devarim, so we now narrow the Shchut Eichutz of Vayikra. But it's not that the Psukim and Dvarim qualify the application of the change.
With the addition of new factor, there becomes conceptual distinction between Kadshim, which didn't exist.
I'm not so sure. Not vis-a-vis Shchut Eichutz. Just that the common denominator is no longer a common denominator, because now it's Ki Yirchak and Ki Yarchiv and Ki Yirchak, and therefore all that's left is... But it's not a din in Kadshim per se. It's a din in the easy potential... I think that's the Chiddush, and he says it so certainly, and he finds it in every single. We'll read it next time because it's just too good to ignore the details of it. That's the Ramban. In his Chiddushim here, he's very tentative about it. He's not really so certain about it. But that's not what the Chiddush Aran says, and that's not what the Rajba says. The Ran, Jason had it, I think, partly correct, but it's more than that. The Ran basically says. The Ran was influenced by the Ha'ara of the Ramban, which is, if you look at the Psukim, because again, if you just know the Halacha and you read the Psukim in Vayikra, you're going to read it as talking about Kadshim. It's just natural. I think till the Ramban really came along and you know, reread it in light of the compelling evidence of the Medrash, and you just see how it, wow, what a change, and then he found everything. It's just inspiring. But the Ran was, I think, the Ran, like the Ramban, was influenced by, if you read the Pshuto Shel Mikra, who says it's talking about Kadshim? Doesn't say anything about Hakadasha. Yet, the Ran could not abide the idea that the real din of Shchut Eichutz applies to Chulin. It's a din in Kadshim. It's a din in Kadshim, but the Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't say anything about Hakadasha. Ikar Skasar Min HaSefer. So that's where the Ran came to the following conclusion. Really, Basar Taiva per se is not an Isser of Shchut Eichutz. The parsha of Shchut Eichutz, which is written without any reference to a Hakadasha, implies that Basar Taiva must be Asur, and that's why implicitly, Ba'umdana, we assume that even without a specific Hakadasha, a Shchita of Basar Taiva is L'shem Hakadasha. But, for example, according to Rashi, Rashi says explicitly, Basar Taiva B'Midbar is Chayiv Kares. According to the Ramban, Basar Taiva B'Midbar is Chayiv Kares. According to the Chiddush Aran, if you were an Akshan and you said, I hereby do not want the Shechita to be L'Shem Kadshim, so you would violate, and then you ate the Basar Taiva. You would violate Basar Taiva, but you wouldn't violate Shchut Eichutz. Presumably there would be no Kares. It would be Asur, but there would be no Kares. Just like for the Bali Tosus, there's probably no Kares. All we know is that because the Parsha didn't spell out Hakdasha, because they didn't think they had to, they relied on the Umdana, that since Basar Taiva is Asur, you're gonna do it with the Shem Kadshim Min Hastam. But there are two different dinim here. That's the sheet of the Ran. The third sheet is the Rajba. And the fourth sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, will say, because we said it already, that the Avoda, the Shechita itself, that's because it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. It's not Rabbi Yishmael. It could be that for Rabbi Yishmael, for the Rambam, the Bali Tosus would be right. But for Rabbi Akiva's Basar Taiva, which isn't Basar Taiva, it's Shchut Eichutz, it's basically the Shechita turns it into Shchut Eichutz. That's not the Rambam and it's not the Ran. Not Ba'umdana, Al-Pidin. Or it would be like the Ramban, it doesn't need to turn it into the fact that you have the easy potential of it makes it Shchut Eichutz. We'll explain more next time. The Rajba is the final Shita. The Rajba seems to say something in between all of these Shitas. Basically, there is Shchitas Kadshim, and that overlaps with Basar Taiva, but it overlaps, it's not a common denominator. And because Basar Taiva doesn't have any mutter outlet, that makes it into Kadshim or into Shchut Eichutz. I think there are two formulations within the Rajva. In one line, the second later line, he seems to say, because you have no other option to eat it beheter, so mimela, it becomes kachi. Afhein b'chal kachi. Whereas earlier, I think he was struggling to say something a little bit trickier, which is, the Ramban's right because you have no other choice. And because it's, but not because of the chiyuv to make it kachim, but because there's no heter without kachim. In other words, the difference between the Rajban and the Ramban is, for the Ramban, the mechayiv of basar taivas iser is the chiyuv and the potential to bring it as kachim. And for the Rajba, like a baletosis, basar taiva begins, because the Rajba is trying to explain something else. He's trying to explain, how come Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention in the Gemara itself the psukim of Shutei Chutz, and he only mentions Kiyircha Kiyarchim? So the Rajba says, because baletosis are right, that the Iser basar taiva stands on its own. It's just that once that's true, so then, because of no outlet, it becomes kachim, or there's a chiyuv to make it kachim, and that turns it into shkutei chutz for the onesh. Okay, and I want to talk still about the Ramban and Ran's reading of the Havaminas and Maskonas Bezavachta and Taiba, and then we'll try to finish this off on Thursday. Okay. Let's stop right away, because...